says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
We're back, folks.
I got a shot.
Thanks for tuning in. This is our final hour of this Sunday's edition of the American Freedom Party Report. All of this is sponsored by the American Freedom Party. And I encourage you to go to our website, theamericanfreedomparty.us. Include the article there at the beginning, theamericanfreedomparty.us. And one of the things you can do on that website is join the American Freedom Party. It only costs $25. It doesn't entail any obligation or loss of your privacy. But boy, we sure would appreciate your membership. I'm the membership coordinator. So if you want to coordinate being a member of the American Freedom Party, call me up. My phone number is 701-317-5317. You can talk directly to me. And this show, one of the directions I'd like to take this show is that as we get more and more American Freedom Party members in the audience, I'd like to have a little bit of a feature to the show in which we kind of relay to you some of the organizing efforts. I may run for office myself. I think I may run here in North Dakota for either a state senate or the state legislature or some other office. But just to show how it's done, I've done it once before. In 1976, I ran for U.S. Congress in the 5th Congressional District in Missouri. That's Kansas City. And so I found out then, even as a young guy in my 20s, it's not that hard to run for office. It cost me, back in 76, it cost me $100 to file as an independent. And I actually got my message out, which at the time was a John Birch Society sort of message. My campaign statement and picture went out in the Kansas City Star to over 600,000 subscribers to the Kansas City Star. And I got all of that for $100 and more. I got more. And I found out then in my 20s, it's smart to use politics to get out a message. And that's what the American Freedom Party is doing today. And are we still needed even in the time of Donald Trump? Yes, especially in the time of Donald Trump. We serve a function. There are certain things we can say and do that he may not be able to do, that the Republican Party may not be able to do. We're out there on the flank, and we do a lot of, you know, we can do things like Roger Stone. Roger Stone's not an official part of the Trump machine, but he well, there is no machine, unfortunately, although that's changing. As of CPAC, I think Trump's got a machine. But that was one of the remarkable things, Roger Stone attributing the victory to Donald Trump personally, to his genius. Everybody who visited the Trump headquarters, left wing or right wing, or in between, they commented, Donald Trump doesn't have any staff. There's nobody here. There isn't any. There is no machine. There is no operation. It was just Donald Trump flying by the seat of his pants, just total communications genius. Against Hillary had over 1,000 staffers. She spent close to $2 billion. Bernie Sanders had more than 1,000 staffers. Donald Trump had less than 100. And that included his family. It's amazing what he accomplished. But the so little parties like ours, radio show like this, we're able to, you know, some of the topics we've talked about in the last 2 hours, folks, would you hear those on a Republican Party radio station? I don't think so. But are those things needful of being discussed? Yes. You know, like our discussion of the Holodomor, a little more pointed, kind of got right to the point of, you know, what happened when Lazar Moiseevich Kaganovich basically executed some plus or minus 5 million white Ukrainians. Why? To kill them. That was the goal, to kill them. They want he and his group wanted those good white folks dead. They had done nothing wrong. They were not a problem for anybody. They were, in fact, raising the food that sustained Russia, the Ukraine, the breadbasket of Russia and Europe. But, you know, we can discuss things like that in a more pointed way because we're a small party. And if that's something you'd like to participate in or help make happen, join us, the American Freedom Party. Let's see. We were talking about, I got two new logs I wanted to throw on the fire. The first being the governor's dinner tonight. This will be wonderful, George and William, because some of the glamour and the prestige of being president is really going to be communicated to the American people. All of the very best china and silver will be out. Huge floral arrangements, the finest food, black tie. There will be entertainment, which has not been announced. I hope Donald Trump comes up with something really cool. I wish Merle Haggard were around so that he could provide the entertainment. But he might come up with some really cool entertainment. And so that's going to happen tonight. We'll hear about it. I don't know whether there's any live broadcast or anything. I just looked on C-SPAN. I didn't see anything. So there may be no cameras in there live, no live stream, but we'll see it and maybe be able to view it on YouTube tomorrow. Let me give you throw one more log on the fire, and that from Donald Trump. He loves to throw logs on the fire. Here are his latest tweets in the last 24 hours. He said, "I will not be attending the White House Correspondents Association dinner this year. Please wish everyone well." And under his breath, you can hear, "ha ha," and "have a great evening." So he's boycotting. All the presidents have attended the White House Correspondents Association dinner, not Donald Trump. "I'm not going to be there, boys." Then here's another sarcastic tweet from Donald Trump. "Congratulations to Thomas Perez, who has just been named chairman of the DNC." That happened yesterday. "I could not be happier for him or for the Republican Party." Oh, that last one, the zinger, folks. He's supposed to say, "I could not be happier for him, period." He's not supposed to add, "or for the Republican Party," with an exclamation mark. So in other words, he's saying, "Oh, good job, Democrats. You stepped in it again." Then he says his next tweet, "The race for DNC chairman was, of course, totally rigged. Bernie's guy, like Bernie himself, never had a chance. Clinton demanded Perez." Then his next tweet, 10 hours ago, "For the first time, the failing New York Times will take an ad, a bad one, to help save its failing reputation. Try reporting accurately and fairly." Then 4 hours ago, he tweets, and this is what we've been talking about a lot today, William and George. "Russia talk is fake news put out by the Dems and played up by the media in order to mask the big election defeat and the illegal leaks." Then, just 2 hours ago, now Donald Trump, Melania is probably straightening his black tie right now and getting his cufflinks right. He says, 2 hours ago, he tweets, "Big dinner with governors tonight at White House. Much to be discussed, including health care." So, and he tweeted that out to his now 25.6 million followers on Twitter.
Sounds like a powerful guy. What do you think, James?
Yeah, he does not rest, folks. And the
I'll tell you about a powerful guy, the WTOP, or anyone who's had the misfortune of being near the capital city. That's been, I don't know, flagship TV and radio since the 50s. And their article, yes, the Democrats selected a leader yesterday. Never heard of him. His name is Perez. I saw him for 5 minutes on NBC, and all he did was go, but according to WTOP, the Democrats' power deficit is stark. Republicans occupy the White House. run both chambers of commerce and control about two-thirds of U.S. state houses. And it goes on, the article going, many people in the selection were going, you know, things don't look so hot over here out in liberal land. Funny how that works, isn't it, James?
Yeah, this is good, folks. Now, by the way, my apologies. I go out here. I think we've lost William, but we may still have, and my apologies, Bill. Bill in Wisconsin, I'm looking through, scrolling through the pages here, and sometimes I don't see. Oh, okay. Let me scroll down and find that. Okay, if you could put that. Okay, all right. If you could just type that back in for me, I'd appreciate it. And so we do have those callers waiting. Let me now go to, we started with Roger Stone at the beginning of this show. He's got his new book out, The Making of the President 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated a Revolution. Let's listen to Roger Stone, who's been there all along talking about it. This is good stuff. Here he is.
Hi. On how to get to 270 electoral votes.
Politics have been less concrete, though. He is considered at some phases in his life to be a Democratic supporter now. I mean, what are his politics? I think people still wonder where he is firmly planted politically, if anywhere.
Well, prior to his political activism, when he was a businessman and strictly a businessman, he gave to both parties. And he gave to candidates from both parties.
Not uncommon. Many business people do that.
Very common, particularly for people of his wealth and with a company as large and with as many interests. New York City is a Democratic bastion.
Right.
One has to have great relationships with the unions in order to build anything in New York City.
He's actually got a lot of union support.
He's always had a great relationship with the building trades unions. He did leave the Republican Party largely because he objected to the Iraq War, and he was deeply disappointed in George W. Bush. And I was there in those days. He most definitely opposed the Iraq War because I was opposed to it, and we talked about it, and I wrote that at the time. He came back to the Republican Party after George W. Bush was gone. He did briefly switch to the Reform Party, or actually the Independence Party of New York, which is affiliated with the Reform Party, because Ross Perot and then-Governor Jesse Ventura urged him to look very seriously at the Reform Party nomination. It's important to note that the Reform Party was entitled to $58 million worth of matching funds at the time, something they're no longer entitled to, because of the strong showings of Ross Perot in 92 and 96. So you had the prospect of running for president on OPM, other people's money.
Yep.
That appealed to Trump, the businessman, as you might expect. But he correctly concluded after a really intense explanation that the country's not going to elect an independent president anytime soon. Just ballot access is controlled by the Republicans and the Democrats working together, and therefore one really has to be a Republican or a Democrat to win the election as president. He switched back to the party of his parents and the party that he spent most of his adult life in, the Republican Party.
Talk about a little bit of the tensions within the campaign. This was some dramatic moments early in the campaign between Paul Manafort, who was the phase two campaign person who came in, and Corey Lewandowski. He
I'm
was the
switch
phase
away from that. That's a typical media question. Then they're going to force Roger Stone to waste a bunch of time answering a typical media question. Tell me about the disagreements inside the Trump campaign. And I can tell you what Roger Stone's going to say. He says, what disagreements? But that was interesting. That was some personal. Roger Stone was there. That's a very good. I hadn't heard that before. Donald Trump's political journey, which included the Independent Party of or Independence Party of the state of New York, aligned with the Reform Party, and that Jesse Ventura was making an appeal to Trump to consider the Reform Party. I had one chance to meet with Jesse Ventura at the Republican convention in St. Paul in 2008. Got to talk to him for half an hour. Let's go to some phone calls here. Interesting guy, but unfortunately, you know, Jesse Ventura, he is one of these guys who, instead of knuckling, putting his nose to the grindstone and working and fighting in politics right now. He got tired of it, and when I talked to him, he was spending all his time surfing in Mexico. And that was his, it was clear from talking with him, that was his main interest in life, was surfing in Mexico. It had been pretty hard for him to do because he's like all crippled up from his career as doing body slams in the ring. He could barely walk as we walked along there in St. Paul talking. Let's go to some callers here. I'm going to go first to Mitzi in Florida. Mitzi, you're on the air.
Hi, James. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Good. Great show. I'm very glad that you want to run for office. I think that's great. It is a great way to get the message out. And now that you're so technology savvy, you can use YouTube and Facebook and Twitter to get your message out. And I encourage you to do that. I do want to comment. William in Montana's comments are always great. And today he was really spot on about language. Also, there's, race is also, and diversity is a problem in society. It's not only a problem in the Ukraine. It is a major problem here in the United States. The other night, you spoke about the Naples teacher who was reassigned because she made a post about her support for Trump and massive deportation. She'll probably be in trouble because they claim she did it during the school day. But she wasn't really too sharp. Her school is 70% Latino. It's in Collier County. And Collier County, like the other counties in the state, especially South Florida, here's the demographics of that county. Migrant, 7.1%. Hispanic, 50.14%. White, 34.2% white. Black, 11.5%. Native American, 0.6%. Asian, 1.43%. Hawaiian Pacific Islander, 0%. Multiracial, 2.0%. Home language, English, it's 46.9%. Home language Spanish, 41.6%. Home language Haitian or Creole, 7.29%. And other languages, 4.0%. Now, also on the Collier homepage, it has documents, and they're available for the parents in English, Spanish, and Haitian Creole. And that's true on the state of Florida's Department of Education website as well. It also comes down to voter registration. I'm not sure Haitian and Creole is on there, but I know it's all in English and it's all in Spanish. We do have a problem with the language. And it even goes, if that impacts legislative decisions. In the House of Representatives in the state of Florida, there was a big push to get rid of, abolish sanctuary cities and counties in the state. And it won in the full House. It received the vote. But in the Senate, it did not. Because the senator in charge of that committee that was dealing with the bill to go along with the House was a Cuban from Miami. And he wanted nothing to do with anything with sanctuary cities. So we really have the same problem here in Florida. North Florida is not as prevalent, but South Florida is. Although we do have a lot of Guatemalan refugees in North Florida, the invasion does impact us economically. Costs a lot of money to have to put every document in two languages or three languages, and you just wonder. They don't assimilate. That's the problem. We can't have enclaves of people that remain, speaking Spanish forever.
Yeah, and I'm going to surprise you, Mitzi, and say thank goodness they don't assimilate. I'll explain that right after this break. Stay there, Mitzi.
It'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
And Mitzi, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Mitzi, hang on 1 second here. I'm just stepping away for just a second, and then I am back to the control panel here. We interrupted your thought there. I was saying that I didn't mean to interrupt your thought, and I want to hear the rest of it, Mitzi. But I say when people say, "Oh, these people don't assimilate," I say, "Thank goodness." Because the worst thing that could happen to us would be if all of these invaders overwhelming our ethnicity. That's really what we are. We are white people. That's what we are. We're not, we've been here for hundreds of years or something like that. No, we actually are European people. That's what we are. That's what you, when you look in the mirror, that's what you see. If these invaders really wanted to were really playing it smart, they would be very clever about assimilating. They'd learn the best English they could. They'd dress as closely to the way we dress as possible. they joined the same clubs that we joined, they would imitate us and they would try to flatter us. And that would cause us to let our guard down even more. And I welcome when they insist on speaking Spanish or Creole, and they insist on putting up minarets and wearing hijabs. I thank goodness, I say, because they're getting us gullible. We're so gullible. We're so naive as white people. They're getting white people to realize, hey, wait a minute, these really are aliens, and they really don't belong here, and they actually are a threat to our continued existence. So the less they assimilate, the more they insist on. Well, I'll give you an example. In the Des Moines School District, and then I'll give the mic back to you, Mitzi. In the Des Moines School District, I read this yesterday. Guess how many languages are spoken? This is Des Moines. This is not a huge school district. Des Moines, Iowa, of all places. Guess how many languages are spoken in the schools?
67.
You're close. 100. 100 languages. And there are so many English as a second language students in the Des Moines School District that group in just the Des Moines School District constitutes the third biggest school district in Iowa, just the ESL students alone. And in Des Moines, they're hiring hundreds of teachers to speak all these different languages and prepare all these materials in all these different ways, bending over backwards to prove this is what white people do everywhere. Shame on us. We try to prove that we're nice. We're so nice. We don't want to offend anybody. It's in our DNA. It's something about us that makes us gullible in a way that other people's are.
That's
not.
That's funny. I don't want to be nice, James.
Well, you've taken the cure, but and so have I. But the thing is, in the rest of the world and among the rest of the peoples of the world, and God bless them, all the rest of the peoples of the world, may they have the most wonderful future possible for them in their country. You Nigerians, go for it. But go for it in Nigeria. And you Ghanaians, go for it in Guinea. But don't go for it here. This is our country. But in the rest of the world, the other peoples, they don't have this problem. This nice gene does not flow in their blood. They're not nice to people that come into their country from anywhere else. We have Nepali. We have refugees from Nepal here in North Dakota. The reason they're here, let me try to remember it here. Between the Bhutanese and the Nepalis, they hate each other so much that they've made refugees of each other. The Bhutanese, who tried to get into Nepal, are so hated by the Nepalese that they put them in refugee camps. And then Lutheran Social Services here in North Dakota spots these people who are hated in Nepal and says that therefore they're refugees. We need to bring them to North Dakota. And I've got other stories like that. I interrupted you, Mitzi. We'll get back to you. I promise right after. Gotta keep my eyes from the circling sky.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO food. free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today.
And boy, Mitzi, I have been keeping you waiting. I apologize. Let's hear from you again.
Well, you know, the Collier County is just a sample of what's happening in the United States. And Naples was the city in Collier County that was in that story about the teacher reassigned because of her Facebook post.
Yeah, but folks, in Naples is down in the southwest corner above the the Everglades. That's where Naples is on the southwest coast. Go ahead.
Well, you know, just the demographics of Collier County is the whites are only 34%. Hispanics are 50%. Black is 11.5%. This, during the Trump election, I really wasn't sure he would win because South Florida is so diverse. There's all of these groups from all over everywhere. And I also watch the Telemundo and Telesur, the Hispanic channels, and there's so many of them. And they actually have shows about Trump and immigration. And even all of the stores, and even like Dish Network, they advertise in Spanish, and they get a better rate than if you're a, you know, American that's been, a white American who's been, or even a black American who's been maybe subscribing for a long time. If you're Hispanic, it's a special, it's a lower rate compared to what, you know, I've seen for, you know, in my community for if you're just, you're a white European. We are, this year, I think was, or last year, white kids were the, they called it the majority minority.
Right.
So there's less. And we are being invaded, and it is changing us. And if you visit South Florida, if you visit Miami or Orlando.
I used to live there. I used to live there, Mitzi.
But it's, sometimes it's hard to get anybody to speak English to you. I mean, you feel like a foreigner in your own country.
Right. Now, George raised the important point here, Mitzi, that this would be, I think Donald Trump is the greatest man of our time. And it will take the greatest man of our time to, he's got several tasks in order. Number one is stop the invasion that's going on. Stop it now. Step two, and that's Herculean. And if he achieves that, he deserves bronze statues in every town square. The second step, and George, I can tell you're hoping for this, and so am I, is that he can get a significant number of those invaders that are already here, get them back to their home countries and bless their little hearts. Bless those Bhutanese and those Nepalese. Bless those Somalians and those Mexican Guatemalans. We love you. We love you. And we love your countries. We love them so much. We want you to go back there. And instead of invading our country, go back to the pleasant climate of Guadalajara, which is a lot nicer than North Dakota. Go back to Guadalajara and clean up the mess that you made and that you left. Why are your countries all a mess? Well, it's because of you. But go back. We love you. Bless your hearts. Go back. Now, if he can get a significant number, now, Mitzi, that's an even harder task than sealing the borders and dealing with all this liberal crocodile tears about, what do they call them? The dreamers, the young people, the children, the babies. Oh, my gosh. How can you send children, back to the country where they belong with their parents? Donald Trump, will he be able to do this, in significant numbers? And it's us. Here's where we come in, Mitzi, this radio show, and we patriots and little parties like the American Freedom Party. How can we help? What can we do? How can we man the ramparts to make it easier for the general, Trump, to achieve this amazing feat? And so step one, seal the border internally and externally. Step two, get large numbers of people back. He's already started doing that. He's starting with the low-hanging fruit, which is the criminals. Get the criminals back first. And then what would be step three? Getting us to appreciate and carry on our nation, preserve it as a European nation, and inspire other European nations, preserve ourselves, save ourselves as European nations. For how long? How long should we decide to survive? How about forever? I like forever. I don't like these, and I'm with you, George, about the gloom that comes from looking at statistical charts that show we will be a minority majority, in 30 years, or we'll be a minority majority in different countries, Canada, America, Britain, they forecast different numbers. I'm not going to settle for 30 years of still having a country, or 20 years, or 50 years, or even 200 years. We should be the European nation that our ancestors bled for forever. Go ahead, Mitzi.
Well, one of the things that happened in the state legislature and the Florida House this week, I think it went through one committee and it passed, is that they were trying to, as a legislature, stop participation in the federal refugee resettlement programs and leave it up to the nonprofits. I don't think it'll get anywhere in the Senate. There's just too many people over there that have a different point of view. However, Trump's doing a lot just, you know, by limiting the number of, you know, refugees coming in. He's had that international world refugee organization. They're having to close offices in all over the place, and it's because they're losing jobs. You know, they can't hire all the people to resettle these people. But it does impact us. We can't sustain what we have if we keep allowing this endless influx of people. We really need a moratorium, and I'm for that. We need a moratorium, yeah. No more. We can't, because not only did they come, but then they have their family reunification. And they get right on Social Security if they're 65. And it kills me, like Paul Ryan and people like that. He wants to, you know, change Medicare and Social Security for retirees, American retirees, but he doesn't want to do anything about, he's all for refugee resettlement. And that impacts all of these, our hospitals, right. Medicare, everything.
Yes. And Mitzi, let me connect this with what we've been talking about the last few days, which is the Conservative Political Action Conference just concluded yesterday in Washington, D.C., Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, at which Trump spoke so magnificently on Friday. And what he did, Mitzi, is that he organized his first army in front of those 10,000 people. He had them galvanized. He had them jumping to their feet dozens of times, cheering their lungs out. That is an army of 10,000 people, the leading conservatives in America, people who a year ago, 2 years ago, they were working for people like Rubio and Ted Cruz and Jeb Bush. They didn't know that this great man had appeared in their midst. They didn't realize it. They realize it now. He sealed the deal on Friday, and he sent them back to their home districts, which includes Paul Ryan's district in Wisconsin. And so Paul Ryan got finessed by Donald Trump and all the others, neocons in Congress and these pseudo-Republicans in Congress. They now know when they go back to their districts, there's an army of people that were at CPAC that are in their districts that are the key organizers and the movers and shakers in the Republican Party, and they're Trump people now. So brilliant. This is what Trump is specialized in, going directly to the people. That's what his tweets do. That's what his rallies, his videos do. They go directly to the people. He did that at CPAC. And what's so wonderful, Mitzi, and we're going to follow it here on this show. We're all going to grow old together. You're not going to grow old, Mitzi, but George and I are. And we're going to be here for the next seven more of these CPACs. One will be simply greater than the one before. 10,000 people. I hope I can go to a couple of them. I've been to some before. And I just wanted to bring that up, Mitzi. And here's the concluding point. I just don't like gloom and doom. If we realize as a people, it's Europe, let's be frank. See, this is what we can do in the American Freedom Party that you can't do in the Republican Party, unfortunately. That's why we're needed. We can say we're white people. It's kind of seems like sort of a simple statement, isn't it? We're white people. Of course, everybody at these Republican rallies is white, but you can't say we're white people. That's okay. That's all right. Well, we'll do that for you. That's our job in our little political party. But as long as we white people have a growing realization that we're a family and we must preserve ourselves, whatever happens politically, whether Donald Trump succeeds in sealing the border, whether he succeeds in removing from the country and sending back home enough tens of millions of people to get some of back of what we had, whether he succeeds in that or not, if we as a people come to this realization for the first time in our whole history that we're a people, and we stop warring with each other, we start protecting each other. Whether we're a minority in a particular country or not, whether we're a little minority as we are in South Africa, 4 million of us, if those 4 million white South Africans can cement themselves together as a family, they will survive. But they must cement themselves together as a family. And we white folks, we American whites, we will survive as a minority or as a majority if we function as a family. If we don't function as a family, we're just going to, you know, we're going to head towards more catastrophes.
Well, let's make it a majority, James.
Yes, I'm all for that. But I'm just as the backup positions, just to, so you know, folks, why I am such a diehard optimist. If I'm convinced that we can have this realization that we're a family, and the main reason I'm so happy about Donald Trump is that that's what he's saying. That's the subtext of his whole message. When he says America first, what is he talking about? He's not talking about his pride in, you know, anybody but us. America first. And when he said, let's make America great again, all of the subtext of all of that is our European civilization is great, and we as a race are a great people, and we need to defend ourselves, protect ourselves, and fight back. And because this is the first man, folks, in our history who's done this as a presidential candidate, we've never had a presidential candidate who even remotely dared to do this. We got the exact opposite in people like, you know, Jeb Bush, Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton actually said, as president of the United States, he looked forward to and dreamed of the time that white people would be a minority in America. He said that.
About 500 times.
Yeah, yeah. And we got the same kind of statements from this dope Jeb Bush, you know, who insisted on speaking in Spanish whenever he could. He had to give a speech in Spanish. Oh my gosh. So the as we tail off here with the last 15 minutes of our show, I don't want to leave people hanging. We've got Laura in Michigan and Tom in Florida, and Mitzi, I'm going to turn the mic back to you for your concluding thought there from Florida.
I just want to say Trump is great, and just take a look at who his supporters are and take a look at those crowds, and I think he has galvanized white America. And white America is not asleep. They move. They're refugees. They need reparation for all the times they move to another area to protect their children from violent communities and places where no one speaks English. This is a reality. And some people, many white people and Christians are homeschooling their children. And no one knows or understands this more than Donald Trump. He is from Queens, New York, and the demographics of that county are amazing. It looks nothing like it did when Donald Trump was a young man, and I'll leave it at that. So I'm excited about Trump. I think he's great, and I think we do have to support him and pray for him, and I hope you run for office, James. I'll be one of your supporters.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. I just want to show people how easy it is to do and just, you know, sort of be a model and, you know, be able to discuss it on the air. Well, thank you. Thank you, Mitzi.
Okay, thank you. Great show. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, we've got two more callers, I believe, unless we got a new one. Here's one. May I take this one first? If you're still there, boy, you people on the lines are so patient. I don't know if I'm saying the name right, but it's spelled here by the engineer M-E-R in Wisconsin. M-E-R, are you?
Yes, greetings. Hi, James and George. I've been waiting about 40 minutes or more.
Oh, my gosh. We owe you. How do you pronounce your name?
Just Mer. It's an acronym.
Okay. All right. Well,
I like the herb Mer. Yeah, I wanted to say there's a live feed that starts in less than an hour on the White House channel of YouTube. President Trump and the First Lady host the Governor's Ball. Are you hearing me?
I am hearing you, and I'm thanking you.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if I was getting through. And a listener that sets up chat rooms for everyone had set up one for you. It's called the Trump Phenomenon. Chatango.com. And there's all kind of links in there. This link to this live feed will be in there, live stream. And many, many other things. Now, your email is, see if I have it right, 24.7keyboard@gmail.
Yes, gmail.com, that's right.
Okay, I just sent you two emails. I never hear back from you, and I had put about the chat room in there.
Shame on me.
I just wondered if I'm not getting through.
No, I'll tell you what, shame on me. For anybody that sends me an email, if I don't answer it, it's because I didn't read it. I apologize. I deserve 30 lashes with a wet noodle.
No, it's fine. I just want to say, too, and I want to get off so everyone can get a chance to speak with you, but this being my first call, and I just, it's very important. The white people or whoever we are, whatever, we're altruistic is what it is. We have compassion, and it's used against us. It's weaponized against us. We're in a spiritual battle. Really,
yeah, no good deed goes unpunished.
Yes, but this is, I think, the main mission that's coming up now for all of us, but our race in particular, is putting down these pedo-Satanists. I mean, this has been around forever. If we can do this in our lifetimes, and I think Trump is leading the charge in that.
Well, and now, yes, oh, I hear you perfectly.
My phone comes apart. That's why I keep checking.
Now, I want to, I'm just listening so carefully. I want to, because I'm very interested to know about this live feed that you are sending us to. Where do we find this live feed?
It's on YouTube, but it's in the your Chatango, too, that this fellow set up. It's called the, like your show, the TrumpPhenomenon.chatango.com, and all the links will be in there. But I also sent to you a couple emails. One has the link to the chat room, and the other one has about this live stream.
Well, see, I'm finding out about this chat room for the first time right here, right now.
Okay, because I emailed it to you before, but you probably get so many emails, you just discard it if you didn't recognize it.
Please, I won't keep you 40 minutes waiting next time. Please call
the
show.
Okay, well, I'll go so you can get the rest of them when they come back on, all right?
All right, thanks. We'll be back with our last segment. Stay
tuned. Difficulty taking supplements. Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support. Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com. For the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
A growing feeling of hysteria.
We're back, folks. Let me cut in here. Myrrh, thank you so much. I'm watching it now, ladies and gentlemen. We have to all have Myrrh in Wisconsin to thank for this. It's going to be live in 50 minutes. And, of course, don't interrupt your RBN listening to watch this. You can watch this while you listen to RBN. But in 50 minutes, it's going to go live. And it's here's where you find it on YouTube. You have to go to YouTube, Myrrh, as far as I can tell. There's a channel called Live On Air News. Live On Hyphen Air News. And I'll bet there are other streams, other channels carrying it. But if you just do hunt for the live stream of the governor's dinner, you'll find it. I wish I could give a better, more sure address for people, but this is going to be a great event. So I'll be watching it, Myrrh. Myrrh, are you there? Oh, Myrrh's gone. Okay, let's go to, and I apologize to Laura in Michigan. Laura probably had to go eat dinner. I apologize, Laura. And now let's, we only have a very short time here. Tom, what's on your mind in Florida?
Yeah, good afternoon, James and George. What I got to say, James, is this. First off, you talking about Russia earlier in the show. I've been on for almost 3 hours listening, but I'm going to tell you this. The first eight kings that sat on the throne of Germany, I mean, England, were Germans. And we were one vote away from actually having a German-speaking nation. I don't know if you know all that. Maybe you can do it on your next show, whatever. But here's what I really want to talk about. I was listening to Misty.
I'm one of those, Tom.
James. I know you guys got a few minutes, but I want to talk about Misty. Misty is talking about Florida. She brought up a lot of great facts and all that. But I don't remember Misty. I don't know if Misty was actually knowing. The first day that Donald Trump announced for his presidency, James, you and me knew we had a great shot. I told you he was going to win the presidency, and he did. But I don't want to go there. I don't know if Misty had that same feeling. But I want to tell you this, James. James, the real problem is here, James? The real problem here is what's going on in northern Florida with the Zionists coming in from New York because of the taxes in New Jersey. They're literally trying to take this state and swing it to a purple to a blue state because all these Zionists are moving out of New York and New Jersey because the taxes are so high. And literally, like in Jacksonville, if you see that right now, most of the people in this country are moving to Florida because there six cities in Florida are becoming going to be overtaken by these northern carpetbaggers. That's exactly what these people are, James. They're carpetbaggers coming in from the north. And they're trying to carpetbag the state. And once they do that, they're going to try to turn this electoral college. Donald Trump's got to be aware of these carpetbaggers.
Okay, yeah, but Tom, movement within the United States is a zero-sum game. If you took a few of us rotten northerners, because I'm a northerner, Californian, Nebraskan, if you took a few of us in, you just made it better in New York or Nebraska or California. So that's a zero-sum game. The real problem, of course, you know it, Tom. The real problem is not any movement within America. It's the movement from outside America of non-Europeans. Tom, thank you so much. I apologize, brother, for keeping you waiting so long. And I hope folks will enjoy the governor's dinner tonight. Stay tuned to RBN. So long.
For you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2. Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.